Praise God.
Yes.
We need the Lord every step of the way.
Every step.
Amen. We cannot do nothing without Him.
Yes.
But I'm sure to let you know we can do all things through Him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So we're very thankful. Praise God. I'm glad that we can be back here in the Bible meeting. Amen. This Sunday morning.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for a good night rest.
Thank you, Lord. Good uprising
this morning. Blood running woman out of veins.
The
number among the living have activity. Look out.
Yes.
In our limbs.
Amen.
We're able to walk. We're able to talk.
Right.
We're able to move.
Yes.
We're able to look at the Alabama sky. The
Amen.
Good, beautiful sunshine.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful day.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. And I'm glad I'm a part of this day.
Amen.
I could have been gone on.
Oh, yes.
Amen. You could have been gone on.
That's right.
But the Lord left us here.
Amen.
Not just for a what not. Amen. To put on your shells. But He left us here to be a blessing, to serve God in His fullness,
yes.
to work for Jesus while it is day. Because, amen, night will come, amen, and no man can work.
Yes.
Praise God. I have a question for you this morning. Amen. My wife always say, you're full of questions. Amen, I am. Amen. Sometimes I'm in a business place. I just ask questions because I want to know. How you going to know if you don't ask questions? Amen. So I love to ask questions. And that's how you learn. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I thank the Lord. But my question to you this morning, and not only to you, but to each and every one of us, are you ready for departure? Amen. Amen. Are you ready for departure? Praise God. Amen. Now, I want to say, amen, when you go get ready to travel, praise God, you're getting ready to go fly somewhere. Amen. You're getting ready to depart. And go to your destination. But I tell you, this is a destination here that we, praise God, that we want to make sure that we are prepared. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Is your bag packed? Come on now.
All right,
man. Amen. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you, we're getting ready to leave from here. Praise God. And we want to be ready when He come for us. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And it's our job to make preparation. That's what we should be doing now, making preparation. Make sure that everything is pleased between you and God. Amen. Make preparation. Praise God. Pack, amen, the goodness of the Lord in your soul. Amen. Because the Lord is soon to come. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And now there's going to be a grand departure. Praise
yes.
God. And I don't want to miss it.
Amen.
I want to be ready. Praise God. Yes. I want to have my ticket in my hand. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. I don't want to have to go try to find it. Amen. But I want to make sure that I got everything in place.
Yes.
Amen. To go back with Jesus.
Yes.
I don't want Him to say, where I am, you cannot come.
That's
praise
right.
God. You ain't living up to par. You ain't living up to all you know, praise God. I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Praise God. Let us all say, it's traveling time. Amen. We might as well get our vehicle. Amen. We might as well get our spiritual vehicle. Amen. Fuel up and fill up. Amen. Because it's time to travel. Amen, amen. And we want to make sure we get to our destination. In order to make sure that we get to our destination from earth to glory, we got to keep reading our word. We got to keep living a righteous life. Amen. We got to stay encouraged. Amen. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. But don't give up. Don't be a quitter. But be a winner, praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
So I ask this question again. Are you ready for departure? Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
See, one thing about the Lord, when He come back, amen, to get us, praise God, we can't be saying, well, Lord, can you come back, amen, in about another hour? I got something to do over here. I got to make sure I got everything I need. Amen. Yeah. You know, when the Lord come, He ain't waiting. Amen. When he come, you need to be right ready to go back with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. It's no procrastination. It's no, amen, just being slow for, praise God. I was a bus driver for many years, over 25 years, praise God. And my riders, my passengers, a lot of times they don't be ready when Mr. Lennon pull up with the bus, praise ye the Lord. Amen. They's back in the house, and amen. Some running out with a bowl of cereals, eating while they running to the bus, and some trying to get the code, and some, but they're not ready. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And it bothers me when they don't be ready because I got my stop sign out and I'm holding up traffic, praise God. And if I have to wait for you, then I'm going to be late to my other stop. Come on in here.
Yeah.
Amen. But one thing about it, if I begin to just not pick them up or go on, then I get a call on the radio. Mr. Lennon, can you go back to 3203 Highway 55? Students still waiting there for you. Amen. So I get a second chance. So I go over there. Pick them up. But I'm here to tell you, there ain't going to be no second chance here. Amen. If you ain't ready, you're going to be left behind. Amen. I don't want to be left behind. I want to get on the bus. I want to get on this flight. Praise God, that take us from birth to glory. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm here to remind us, we don't have to miss it. Amen. We can make it, praise God.
Yeah.
We can be ready for departure because it's soon to come. Jesus soon to come. We don't know when he's coming, but we know he's coming soon. And we make sure that we're ready for him. Let's turn now to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, I like this verse here, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? There's a teaching out here that said the Lord is coming back on the grounds. He's coming back on the earth. No, when he come, we're going to meet him in the air, praise God. And we got to be ready, praise God, because we that remain, the Bible says, then we which are alive and remain, some of us going to be in a cemetery grave. We're going to be done away with. But we that are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And there's another verse of scripture and where it says, and the dead, amen, they're going to rise, praise God. Amen. And they're going to, all the dead shall rise. We're all going to see the Lord and be with the Lord, praise God. Amen. If we're living a holy life. So let's be ready to be caught up to meet the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So in order to do that, we got to examine ourselves. Praise God. We got to take some inventory and make sure that everything is all right. Make sure that we crossing every T and we dotting every I. We got to make sure that, amen, we read the word of the Lord. And we got to make sure that we're praying. We got to make sure that we're working for Jesus. We got to make sure that we ain't lazy. You know, you got sometimes people lazy, don't want to do and be up and doing in God's will. But I'm here to tell you, in order to depart, to go back with the Lord, amen, in order to be caught up together with the Lord and meet him in the air, we got to be living a righteous life.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. What is a righteous life? A righteous life is being like the Lord, following his footsteps, doing his commandments. Amen. And his commandment is not grievous, meaning it's not so difficult that we cannot do. Praise God. Amen. We got to live a life in fullness. Praise God. To be able to be caught up with the Lord in the sky. Praise God. Amen. That song we sing some glad morning, I will fly away. Praise God. Amen. I love that song. But I'm going to tell you, if you're not doing God's will, you ain't going to be flying away. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to live this thing. We can talk about Jesus, Jesus all day long. Amen. But if we live in it, praise God. Do we have him on our side? Praise, we doing his will, praise God. Amen. Let's turn over here. He's going to tell us, praise God, we're going to just have to be just like the Lord. Amen. We can't be like ourselves. How many know we got to crucify self?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got to let self go. We got to be like Jesus. How many know you got to be like Jesus?
Yeah.
Praise God. First John will tell you about that. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to First John. First John, the third chapter here. Praise ye the Lord. The Bible says, that second verse, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Huh? And every man that has his hope, praise God, in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Come on, somebody. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. So this verse said, we shall be like him. Praise ye the Lord. We shall be like him. Praise God. In order to be like him, amen, we got to walk a holy life. Amen. We can't be around here living these raggedy lives. Amen. The Lord is up high and he see all of us. He knows you. Amen. He knows me. He knows your DNA. He knows your social security number. He knows the hair that's on your head. It ain't no hiding place, church, because he know you. He knows where you stand and how you stand. He knew, amen. The Bible said in the cool of the day, Adam, he sinned. And the Bible said he hid himself from the presence of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of people is doing a lot of hiding. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord gave me a message not long ago. We're going to be revealed. We're going to be exposed. Amen. He's going to bring that darkness to light. Amen. You cannot fool God no time. And you can't fool man but sometime. Praise God. But he knows where you at. He know your location. He said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? Praise God. He's saying that to us this morning. Where are thou? He know where you at. He know where Adam was located. Amen. He walked in the cool of the day and he said, Adam, Adam, praise God. So Adam was trying to hide from God. How many know, church, you can't hide from God? Amen. When I was a youngster, I used to play hide and go seek.
Yes.
Amen. I can hide from my friends, and sometimes they'll never find me. But I'm here to tell you, I cannot hide from God. He see the hiding place. He see where you're located. Yes, you might be on the hills of Alabama, but he see you. Praise God. You can hide. I can be there in North Carolina. Amen. And nobody see where I'm at. But I'll tell you, God see you. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you, I don't want to hide. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I need to do. Amen. I want to do everything to be like the Lord. Because the Bible said when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Yes.
As he is.
Yes.
He is holy.
Yes.
He is righteous.
Yes.
He's blameless.
Yes.
We got
yes.
to be the same way if we go back to his house. He wants us all to go back to his house, but we got to be a ready people, praise God. We got to do and make preparation so when the Lord come, it ain't going to be no amen conversation. We want, as you said, Sister Mary, we want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in. name and enjoy the greatness of the Lord. Praise God. There's going to be a good time. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Then we ain't got to have no more problems. We won't have no more pain. We won't have no more hard situation because we will be with the Lord. That's why I'm not going to let nothing here. Sister McDonald sang that song. I shall let nothing here hinder me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You can put stumbling blocks in my way, but I'm going to walk all over it.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You can try to hold me back, but I'm going to go on anyway. Why can I go? Because I have the whole arm of God on.
Right.
Praise God. I thank God. When you get the whole arm of God on, you can put that shield. The Bible said the shield of faith. Just put it right in the Satan's face. Get on out of here, Satan.
Amen.
Get that shield and just put it right in his face.
Yes.
Let him know. Get on out of here.
That's
amen.
Right.
He can't move. Amen. So get right, church, and let's go home.
Amen.
Let's get that. Amen. Let's get dressed up. Let's put on the whole armor of God. Let's put on the helmet of salvation. Praise God. Let's put on the, amen, the breastplate of righteousness. Come on, somebody. I like to stick my chest out here because
yes.
I got the breastplate of righteousness
right.
on now. I can move the devil out of here.
Yes.
He's going out of my life.
Yes.
He's going out of my home. He's going out of my church. He's going
yes.
out of here
yes.
because I got the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
I'm not scared of you, devil.
That's right.
I'm not scared of you because that's why I don't have to turn my back on him. Amen.
Yes.
The Lord never gave us a back plate. Praise God, but he
yes.
gave us a breastplate.
That's right.
We ain't got to run. We tell the devil, you got to go, praise
that's
God.
Right.
And you got to talk to him like you're talking to a person. Praise God. Let him know he got to go. Amen. Come on. Get the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel peace. Amen. Now you got that armor, praise God. And you can go right on. Amen. Because I don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to go with the Lord. Departure is at hand, praise God. And I want to be able to go back with Jesus. Praise God. I don't think I'm by myself. I believe we all want to go.
That's
praise
right.
God. And I want to tell you, we all can go.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Bible said, and every man had this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Pureness, purity. Amen. That's how we make heaven. We must be pure. Now, he's going to teach us. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
Amen.
For sin is the transgression of the law.
Yes.
That means whosoever commits sin, they break the law. They break the Lord's law. We cannot
yes.
transgress the law.
Yes.
We cannot commit sin.
Yes.
Sin is of the devil.
Yes.
Amen. And look here. This fifth verse said, and we know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is what? No sin. Amen. Somebody say, sinning Christians. It's no such a thing as a sinning Christian. Amen. Let me get that. Let me set the record right. Amen. Sinning Christian. Amen. A sinner sins and a Christian sin not. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
So we can't say we living for God and we doing everything around here evil and sinning and doing all the bad stuff. Amen. We got to follow the Lord. We got to do his will. It's plainly written here. Whosoever abided in him, sinned not. Whosoever sinned have not seen him, neither known him. You don't even know the Lord. If you sinning, you ain't neither known him.
Yes.
That's heavy right there.
Yes.
Praise God. So that shows you the Lord can keep us if we want to be kept. Little children, here's some good advice here. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Yes. He that committed sin is of the devil. Right. Amen. The devil is your father.
Yes.
Amen. You know, if you don't follow procedure, the word of the Lord from Genesis to Revelation, when you start doing things your way and going your direction, amen, and cannot be told nothing, praise God, you ain't gonna make it, praise God. Amen. You know, the Lord gonna tell you, listen, where I am, you cannot come. And it ain't no time to be gambling with your soul because, amen, hell is hot and lonely. Amen. I don't want to go that place, but I want to go with the Lord. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this was the purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever. Are you listening?
Amen.
Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
You cannot sin if you're born of the Lord.
Because
the Lord is a keeper.
Yes.
He lead us and guide us into all truth. Praise God. So, amen. So, we all need to recognize and make sure that we're walking the chalk line. We need to make sure that we're followers of Christ.
Yes.
Doing his will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's turn over here now to Matthew. Praise God. We want to make sure that we're ready for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Matthew 24th chapter. Matthew 24th chapter here. And we want to read, praise God. Let's start over here at the 36th verse. Amen. That's, you got it? St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, starts there at verse 36, and we want to read to the 44th verse. The Bible said, but of that day, an hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Nobody know that when the Lord is coming. Nobody but the Father. Amen. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they was eating, just like they're doing today, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. Looked like it ain't been much change. From the days of Noah to right now. Because people are doing the same thing. Everywhere you're looking at, man, you can't hardly pull on the restaurant lot today. Packed. Eating and drinking. Every time you look around, there's another McDonald's up.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Another Wendy's.
Yes.
Amen. They popping up all over the country.
Yeah.
People's eating and glutton and overweight.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Amen. Come on, somebody.
It's true.
Now, I tell you one thing. Amen. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But I want to tell you one thing. I see a lot of fathead women and men today.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes, it's
amen.
True. It's true.
If we eat the word like we eat natural food, man, we'll be wealthy for God.
Help me.
Amen. Amen. I believe sometime we need to quit eating, amen, and start eating more of the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I believe you'll be more healthy spiritually and physically.
Right.
Praise God. Dig in the word. Praise ye the Lord. Well, the Lord let me know, because I was getting pretty heavy. Amen. 265 and 70 pounds. Amen. That was... I didn't feel that good.
The Lord said you need to shed some pounds. One thing about God, he'll tell you about your body and your soul.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. So I started, amen, fasting and praying and refraining from eating and eat the, if you're going to eat, eat some good stuff.
Yes.
Amen. Something with some life in it.
Yes.
That would give you some life.
Yes.
Praise God. Veggies and salads. Amen. I used to, when I was growing up as a teenager, I used to say, I don't want that rabbit food, that salad. That's for the rabbits. I used to tell my mother that. That's for the rabbits. But I tell you, I must be a rabbit now because that's what I eat.
Yes.
I eat a lot of salad, something that got life in it that will give you, amen, life. You know, a lot of times we as Americans, when we cook stuff, we overcook it. We, you know, we think it's good, man. I'm gonna tenderize these collards, amen. I'm going to cook them. And you overcook them. And you're cooking all the good stuff out of it. That stuff that, you know what you need to consume is the juice from the collards.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. That's got all the nutrients, all the good stuff that will help you.
Yes.
Amen. See how you learn and be reminded in the church of God. It teach you health and it for your body, and it teach you health for your soul.
Yes.
Amen. Because I want to live to the fullness. Amen. I don't want to die short and, amen, rush out of here by overeating and eating things that we shouldn't be consumed of. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
So may God help us here to make sure that, amen, everything, amen, is right in your soul as well as your body, because we all want to be able to go back with the Lord. Amen. So at here, Matthew 24, we're going to start reading here again here. Amen. Praise God. All right. 36 right here. All right. It said, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How many know? None of us know when the Son of Man coming.
No.
But the Bible said, who mind is stayed on thee, he will keep thee in perfect peace.
That's right.
So we need to keep our mind on the Lord at all times, because he could come. He can come the next 5 minutes.
Oh, yes.
He can come tonight. He can come tomorrow. He can come 5 years from now. But we want to be ready.
Okay.
Praise God. Amen. And it said, then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, and the other left. But watch. Amen. This is a warning, church. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in which watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Yes.
Therefore be ye also ready. Huh? For in such a hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. May God help us. We don't know. Nobody know what watch the thief will come. And we don't know what watch the Lord will come. Amen. See, if we did, some of us will wait right to that second to get ready. Amen. Because we know the Lord is coming. Amen. In 2 minutes. We'll wait all the way up to 2 minutes to get ready. And that's the reason. And same thing with the thief. If you knew when the thief was coming, you would have watched. You would have stayed home. Amen. And waiting for the thief. Praise God. Let me tell you what happened to me one day. See, your community and your neighbors, they program you. They know when you leave.
Oh, yes.
They know when you come back.
Yes.
They know you're going to church. And you know about time you get back from church. So this person in my community, I got a food truck. And seemed like every so often on Sunday, they breaks in my truck. When I get back from church, all my supplies, my food, my ice cream, my candy bars, and all my supplies be gone. The door open when I pull up. That happened for a long time. So one day, I said, I'm going to catch this thief. I thought it was, but I should have just went by this scripture here. I stayed home. I didn't know if the neighbors was looking, but I got dressed. I got my suit on and got my Bible. And I told my wife to get on the driver's seat today. And we were going to the church. But I had her to let me out a few blocks down the road. And I went in the woods. Then I walked in the woods and walked back to my house because behind my house is woods. So I walked back there and I stayed very quietly looking and watching for the thief.
My Lord.
The thief that never show up. Look at God. I said, well, you know what? I said, he might didn't show up this Sunday, but he probably show up next Sunday. The next Sunday, I stayed out of church two Sundays to try to catch that thief. The next Sunday, I did the same thing, and he didn't show up again. And it's what the word is saying. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in which watch the thief would come, he would have watched. And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. I don't know. You don't know when a thief going to come. Amen. But that third Sunday, I said, I'm going to church. Amen. Because my soul is getting lean. Amen. I need some word. I ain't worried about that thief today.
All right.
Amen. Then that's when the thief came and showed up. Lord, Lord. You will never see. You don't know. You don't know when the thief is coming. We don't know when Jesus is coming. And that's why we got to stay watch 24/7. Amen. Waiting and looking for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So that's why the word said, therefore, amen, be ye also ready. For in such an hour ye think not the Son of Man coming. Amen. And that's how that thief was. The hour you think not. You think when you went to church on that third Sunday, he probably ain't going to come. And it's when the thief came.
Yeah,
hello in here. So I'm here to tell you, the Lord is not a thief, but I want to tell you this. We don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming.
That's right.
And we need to be ready at all times. We ain't got no time to put it in neutral and idle, your vehicle. We need to always keep it in drive. Amen. Keep it moving. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And that's how you'll make it. All right, let's turn over here to Matthew, the 25th chapter here. Let's hit that 13th verse. What did that say?
Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen. Ain't that a blessing? So we got to watch.
Yes, Lord.
Be watchful. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. We don't know. But one thing we know is to be ready. Because he is coming. Amen. And I want to tell you this, and he is coming soon. And some, he's coming for individual. Individual. When death come for you, he came for you. You gone. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes you might just don't be alive and well to see him. But when death come, amen. We don't know when it's coming. But whenever it come, well, he done came for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And on that resurrection morning or noon or night, amen, we all going to see him. Every eye going to see him. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. We that are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Praise God. So amen. So I'm here to tell you, if we're ready and we're doing God's will, then we can say like Brother Paul has said. Amen. Over here in 2 Timothy. Let's turn to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Praise God. We want to make sure that we're ready. Amen. Then we can say this scripture here. We want to make sure that we're ready for departure. Praise God. All right, 2 Timothy 4. The fourth chapter. Amen. Are y'all praying for me?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. All right, 2 Timothy 4. All right. Brother Paul, he was coming off the scene. And he was ready to go. He kept the faith. He lived for God. He made sure that he was ready for departure. Amen. And I asked that question at the beginning of our sermon. I said, are you ready for departure? So Paul is letting us know, for I am now ready to be offered. That's what we want to be able to say when it's time for us to leave from here. Amen. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a what? Good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, praise God, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Hallelujah. That's good news to know that you're ready for departure. Praise God. Amen. All your life, at the end of your life, you got a testimony. At the end of your life, you will feel so great to know that you, amen, did all that you need to do. You ain't come up short. Amen. You got all, amen, all the greatness of God. And now you're satisfied because you're getting ready to go back to the Lord. And you're getting ready to go to heaven. Amen. You can say, praise God, I am now. Hey, amen. It ain't what you was yesterday or day before, but for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Praise God. Amen. In him I have fought. Amen. Amen. You can boast about, amen, what God has blessed you to do. I have fought a good fight. Amen. I have kept the I have finished my course. Praise God. I have kept the faith. And now henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. I'm ready for that crown. Praise God. Amen. I'm ready. Praise God. Amen. For the crown of righteousness. Praise God. He's going to give it to every one of us. Every one of us can receive that crown. Praise God. Ain't God good? Amen. You ain't, amen. You did a good job. Amen. Amen. So everybody will receive that crown at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen. Praise God. So keep the faith, church. Be encouraged. Keep pressing. Amen. Keep serving the Lord. Amen. Make sure you're doing everything that pleases in his sight, because we don't want to stand before God. Amen. And we're not ready. Yes. Because he's going to tell us some sad news. Yes. He's going to say, depart from me. Oh, I never knew you. I don't want the Lord to say that.
No.
Amen. We want to be ready.
That's
right. We want to be ready. Amen. If we ain't ready, it's time to get ready.
Yes.
Praise God. And stay ready.
Yes.
I don't care what you see in the world. I don't care how bad it look. Amen. It may look hopeless. Things may be happening. Amen. In your home, in your family. Amen. There's just a lot of disturbance today. But let nothing move you. Don't let nothing shake your faith. Don't let nothing make you throw the towel in. Don't let nothing make you quit. Don't let nothing make you, amen, just lay back and amen, and just weary. Praise God. Make sure that you're ready.
Yes.
You have to pray to God. And tell the Lord, Lord, you got to have a conversation
yes.
with him often. You just can't pray today. or every other day or every 2 days. You got to pray all through today. Lord, keep me saved. Keep me walking in your will. Keep me loving my friends, my neighbor.
Yes.
Help me to love everybody.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. You know, you can't do it on your own. You're going to take God.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to take God. So at this time, we want to let you know. Amen. Give you opportunity. Praise God to get a tune-up. Amen. Sometimes your vehicles maybe seem to be skipping a little bit on a couple plugs. Amen. And sometimes you just continue to drive. And, but you need to pull it into a shop and let them tune your vehicle up. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Don't keep driving and driving. You know that thing is skipping.
Yes.
You're spinning. You're using a lot of extra gas. You know, sometimes we be careless with our life. Mm-hmm. And we be needing help, needing God. But we'll go on like we don't need nothing. And you know you got some shortcomings. And you, the Lord can snatch us out of here. And the way we were, that's the way we're going to be out throughout eternity. Amen. So may God help us. We thank the Lord. Give us a good song here, invitation song. Praise you, the Lord. And we're going to stand and we're going to sing. And if anybody needs some, see, they need some preparation. You see, they need some little tune-up. See, they need a little adjustment from God. You see a little slowfulness and a little slackness. Amen. The meeting getting ready to close now. And we want to make sure we get all we need while we are still in this meeting. Praise God. And that's the purpose of a meeting, that souls be saved. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's the purpose of a meeting. Souls be saved. And saints be revived.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And I tell you, we had a revival here. Because I am revived. When I ride back around the countryside of Alabama as we go back, I can rejoice because I feel good.
Thank the Lord.
I unload my burden.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. And I feel that this meeting was very prosperous.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. And I got my part.
Amen.
See, sometimes people wonder how the preacher, who encouraged him, how he stay encouraged. The same way you stay encouraged is the word of God.
Thank
when
the
I'm
Lord.
Delivering the word of the Lord, that's feeding my soul.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. That's feeding my soul too. So I am encouraged. And if I don't see you no more, I'll see you in heaven.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.